I welcome you to the Pup and Pawscast, brought to you by Dog and Company. I'm Sheila Scruggs. The Friends of the White County Animals is a nonprofit organization. It partners with the White County Humane Society and local veterinarians. They help spay and neuter the animals. They provide financial support to shelters in their area and also to animal lovers that have, you know, good animals that they just need a little help with sometimes. We're going to find out more about that. But first, the president of Friends of White County Animals, Sharon Langford, is with us. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So how did you get started with, this is probably a long story, with love of animals?
Yes.
Because you really do enjoy and love animals.
I do. I spend a lot of time in my personal life at home. I have 8 special needs senior rescue dogs. And then since I'm retired, I spend most of my time working with animals in some way, or people who are helping animals.
How did you get to be with the Friends of White County Animals? Did you help start that?
I did. When I moved up here, I was still working as the CEO of a large real estate company. And I had been doing an adoption ad in Nashville for a long, long time as a part of my regular real estate ad. And so I thought, I'm going to do one at the White County Shelter. That's something I don't have very much time, but I could at least do that. So I found someone who had a newspaper at that time who was willing to go out and do the pictures and so forth. And when I saw the conditions at the shelter, I knew something had to be done. And so I met some people who also loved animals, and we just got together and started Friends of White County Animals. And my idea was to kind of get them started, get the momentum, and then walk away. That didn't quite happen. So now I'm the president and have been for a while. But we're very immersed in the community and education. We have a curriculum in the schools. We have a pet food bank, which provides food for people who receive commodities, and also Meals on Wheels. And I go out and ride with Meals on Wheels at least once a month and help with the vet bills for the dogs and cats. And we go into the special education classes in the high school and the middle school, and they repackage all our dog food and cat food for our commodities recipients, which is we give out about 1,500 to 2,000 pounds each time.
I bet the pet owners that you help, you feed with Meals on Wheels,
yes,
I bet they're even more happier that you're helping with their animals
actually,
own food.
That's part of the backstory. I started hearing that people were feeding their animals rather than themselves. And so I wanted to start a food bank, and I started looking around and ended up partnering with the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency because I was advised that would be the most effective way. The people more and more come to get their food for their pets before they get their own food. And we also partner with the White County Humane Society in promoting spay-neuter. So one of the members of the White County Humane Society comes, and she and I talk with the people about their pets. And we had the last one a week or so ago, and I can tell a huge difference in the number of pets who have been spayed and neutered. And so I think we're making progress.
And, of course, I'm glad you help with all of that because it helps with the shelters. It's so hard. They don't receive a whole lot of funds.
Right.
And I think people think they do, but they don't.
Yeah.
So that's why a Friends is necessary for different things.
And when we started Friends, we were really focused on the shelter. Now we're focused on keeping pets in good homes with people who love them, which is why we're doing the pet food bank and paying emergency vet services. There's no cat rescue or shelter in White County, so we spend a lot of time and money paying vet bills for cats and getting them adopted through a lady in Cookeville who has a rescue. We partner with her. It's caring about the strays, and we have a very effective partnership with her. And we also use some of our food from the food bank for fosters. And the White County Humane Society pays the spay-neuter costs, but we pay the wellness vet costs, and we have all the cats' feline leukemia tested before we are allowed to adopt, before we will adopt them out. So we're very involved in a lot of things, and I do a weekly ad for the White County Shelter. The director asked me if I would do that because she was aware of the Nashville one, because I would always feature White County dogs who had been taken to Nashville Humane at that time. But anyway, we go out there every week. Carolyn Turner, who's on our board and an excellent photographer, and I go and do an ad, and the paper publishes it at no charge. So that's another way we support the shelter. And so we are trying to look more big picture, long term, rather than just kind of an emergency day to day. The shelter is wonderful now.
I love that everybody's kind of trying to work together,
yeah,
too.
It
gets more done.
Yes, and we all do work together. For another example of that would be the White County Humane Society, and our friends group has an annual chili dinner, and all the proceeds go for spay neuter. So we do work together. We're determined. That's why our slogan is, it's all about the animals. So if you stay focused on that, then you can work.
You can see a little more clearly,
yes,
if you think,
yes,
well, what's best for the animals?
What your goal is, absolutely. You can get past some personalities if you need be.
What you do is so good, and thank
oh,
you so
thank
much
you.
For coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I've been talking with Sharon Langford, president of Friends of the White County Animals. Our Pup and Paws cast comes your way every other Friday, and it's brought to you by Dog and Company. Check out their website, dog-co.com.